صفا سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على سيدنا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد ورحم سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وأزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وآل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما جعلتها على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. التحيات طيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات طيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم مع بعض. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Amongst the many beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one quality that is mentioned in the Shama'il explaining the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a quality of forgiving and forgetting. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never ever held any grudge in his heart for anyone. If there was any problem with anybody, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would very easily forgive and forget about that issue. So there is an incident that is mentioned about Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran al-Karim. And it's a very beautiful incident about how his brothers had taken him, thrown him into a well. They tried to murder him, they tried to kill him. He was then sold as a slave. He lived his whole life as a slave. Eventually he was slandered for something he hadn't done. And then he was locked up into prison for so many years. And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out of all the difficulty and made him the king of Egypt. And then when his brothers were in need and they came to Egypt to him, then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam showed a very high level of akhlaq and character. He could have told them that I'll never forget what you all did to me. You all were the ones who threw me in the well, you all tried to kill me. You all separated me from my father and my family. I lived as a slave my entire life. I was thrown into prison all because of you all. But his words were, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. His words were that it wasn't, the problem wasn't with you all, it was Shaitan who instigated a problem between us. But today, my words to you all are, لَا تَسْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. There's no blame upon you all. May Allah forgive you all. Allah Ta'ala is most kind, most forgiving. Allah forgive you all, Allah forgive us. So this is a quality of a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. It's something that despite the difficulty and hardship that he went through and what his brothers had put him through because of the jealousy that they had for him. But in the end of all of this, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam just forgave and forgot. So just forget about this, everything is maaf. And we look in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we see that the whole life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was like this. On the occasion of the Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah that took place in the 8th year of Hijri, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked into Makkah Mukarrama as a conqueror, people were worried what's going to happen. And he walked in with an army of about 10,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He could have just walked over there, mowed that whole place down. People were shouting out, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Today is the day of bloodshed. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, no. Al-Yawmu Yawmul Marhama. Today is the day of showing mercy and kindness. And when the people came and they stood in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they asked him, what are you going to do to us today? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam could have told them that I'll never forget what you did to Hazrat Bilal. You'll dragged him on the hot sands of Makkah and you'll whooped him and you'll lashed him. And you'll took Khubayb and you'll placed him on the hot burning coals. And Sumayya, you'll martyred her. And you'll did this to Ammar. And this, all, he could have mentioned all of that. But with tears flowing from his eyes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll say to you the same words which Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers. أَخُنْ كَرِيمٌ وَابْنُ أَخِنْ كَرِيمٍ. I'm a noble brother and I'm the son of a noble brother. لا تسريب عليكم اليوم. Today, no, there is no blame upon you. Everything is maaf.
He forgave everybody, amnesty for every single person. So that kind of a heart, Allah Ta'ala bless us with that heart. Sometimes in life we'll always have ups and downs. Sometimes there'll be disagreements, sometimes there'll be arguments. But at the end of it all, we must have that heart to forgive and forget. That is forgotten. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says also, وَالْيَعَفُوا وَالْيَسْفَوا. Forgive and forget. Because we also wish that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala must forgive us also. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, a few incidents mentioned about him. So one incident that is mentioned about as a Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he had one bookshop in Saharanpur. It was called Kutub Khana e Yahyawi. He named it after his father, as Mawlana Yahya Sahib. So in this bookshop, he had one person who used to be working for him. He'd be making out the kitab orders and sending it. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali give him the order that take out this kitabs. But every time he's making mistakes in the orders, wrong order he'll give. So in the Shaykh said, I told you to do this. I said, maaf, big maaf, everything is carried on 10 times, 20 times, making the same mistake over and over again. So one day, the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali asked him to make one order out, and again he gave the wrong order. So he came and Hazrat shouted to him, he told him, every time I'm giving you this thing, and you're giving the wrong order, so Hazrat, make maaf. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah said, every time you're doing it, every time you make maaf, how many times you want me, I must make you maaf. When he said this, one Ilyas Rahmatullah was sitting next to him, his uncle. His uncle leaned over and he whispered in his ear. He said, you make him maaf as many times as you want Allah to make you maaf. You make him maaf as many times as you want Allah Ta'ala to make you maaf. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali lived this, there was one lady who was in her deathbed and she was, her ruh is just not leaving her body. Ruh is just not leaving her body and the kalima is not coming on her lips. Family is trying to encourage her to read the kalima, but the kalima refuses to come on her lips and her ruh refuses to leave her body. So somebody mentioned that, you know what, she used to mention some bad things about Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali and Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madni Rahmatullah Ali. And because of this, bi'adbi to this great akabir, Buzrugani Deen, now she's suffering now like this. So one of her grandchildren were there, he ran to the madrasa and he came to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali and said, Hazrat, my granny is in this condition and this is what she had done. She said very bad things about you and Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah immediately said, from my side, everything maaf. And on behalf of Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali, I make maaf also on his behalf also. You see, just had to say this, kalima came on her lips, and the ruh left her body immediately. So we must have this heart. In Urdu they say it very nicely, they say, sab maaf dil saaf. Everything is maaf, everything is not, nowadays you hear the youngsters, they say, maaf don't graf. It's not that it's sab maaf dil saaf. Everything is maaf, heart is clean. So we don't hold any grudges in our heart. A lot of things will happen in this world. There will be ups and downs, but at the end of it all, we must have that heart that we forgive and forget. There were the Mughal kings in India, and they used to say, all of them, almost all of them, they used to say, the happiness and the joy we get out of forgiving a person. We don't get that kind of happiness and joy in punishing him. The happiness and joy we get in forgiving a person, we don't get that kind of happiness and joy in punishing him or taking revenge from him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that if a person, he holds back his anger and he forgives the person, somebody made you angry, somebody got you upset. So he holds back his anger and then he just forgives that person. You see, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will forgive you also. Allah will forgive you just based on the fact that you forgave that person. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, and he says, that person who comes to you and he asks you for maaf. So there was a problem, there was an issue, and now at the end of it now, maybe Shab-e Barat, or maybe Eid day, he came and he said, you know what, make maaf for whatever happened. And if you don't make him maaf, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then on the day of Qiyamah, don't even come close to my Hawz-e Kawthar. Don't even come close to me. I don't even want to see your face. Man came to you, he lowered himself, he asked for maaf, and still after asking for maaf, you couldn't forgive him. Then on the day of Qiyamah, don't even come to my Hawz-e Kawthar. So this aspect, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's one famous incident about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that his daughter Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, who was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Azwajah Mutahharat, she was being slandered by some people. And there was some relative of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu who also got involved in the slander. And this relative was such, he was very poor, and he never have any money for basic needs at home. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to help him with a monthly stipend. He would give him some allowance every month and he would take care of all his needs. And this relative, he got involved in slandering Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was very, very upset. He was very upset, naturally he was very upset, that you, I'm a relative, and you got nothing, I'm helping you every month, and still you go and you slander my daughter like this here. So he said, from now on, wallahi, I'll never give you anything. I'll never give you anything from now on. And naturally, he was very upset. He was very, because how could he have done something like this? So immediately the verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Forgive and forget. Don't you want that Allah must forgive you also? So Abu Bakr, when he heard this, immediately asked him for maaf. And that stipend that he was giving him, that allowance, he doubled that. He doubled that and he gave kafara for that oath that he had taken. For breaking that oath, he gave kafara for that also. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, these verses were revealed, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, مَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةٍ. That a person who forgives and forgets, then your respect and your izzat doesn't decrease in any way. Your izzat only increases. Allah Ta'ala will increase you in respect. We feel like, now you know what, if I'm going to lower myself, if I forgive this person. But you forgive him and see Allah Ta'ala will give you even a higher position and a higher status. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about the special awliya kiram, special servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So one of the qualities of them is wal-afina anin nas. They forgive people. Anybody did any wrong to them, then they don't hold that grudge in their heart. They forgive this person immediately. And the Mufassirin write one incident about Hazrat Zainul Abideen Rahmatullah Ali. He was the great-grandson of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Ali Radiallahu's son, Hazrat Hussein Radiallahu, Hazrat Ali Radiallahu's grandson, Hazrat Hussein Radiallahu's son. So Hazrat Zainul Abideen Rahmatullah Ali. So he had one house. There was an upper story and a lower story. And he had some mihman came. So they were cooking some food on a pot. Pot must have been like a cast iron pot, very heavy pot. So it was on the fire. And the servant was bringing the pot down. And as the servant was coming, probably tripped or fell, and the pot fell from the upper floor, it fell down onto the bottom floor. And as Zainul Abideen Rahmatullah, his child was playing around there, and the pot fell on his head, and he passed away immediately. Immediately the child passed away. So the servant now, the slave was so worried, what's going to happen now? So the Buzuganidin, their hearts are different. So immediately he says, whatever happened is all maaf. And not only maaf, from now on I free you. So you're a freed person. Don't worry about the janazah and I'll make arrangements for the ghusl and the janazah of my child. So imagine now such a serious thing, but immediately just forgiving, not holding any grudges in the heart. So in the Shama'il, when you read about these hadiths, the muhaddisin, they explain that a Muslim must try and live his life like this. How a person, how we are, how we treat our people. Sometimes it's our wives, sometimes it's our children, sometimes it's a servant, or someone. Sometimes it's someone who's working for us, and there's a problem, there's an issue. We get angry sometimes, but at the end of it all, we must have that heart to just forgive and forget. So we forget them. It mustn't be that we hold any grudges in our hearts for anybody. So this was a beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was mentioned. And ulama ikram, they say that certain sifat, certain qualities, they contribute towards the acceptance of a person. For a person to become accepted in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, there are certain qualities that if a person brings these qualities in his life, Allah accepts him. And one of those qualities is this quality of forgiving and forgetting. Allah forgive us tawfiq, inshallah. I remember many years ago once, one family member, he had a problem with his son. He had a problem with his son. Son got married, and he wasn't happy about who the girl was. So he cut him off completely. Go, you don't come to my house. Don't come visit me. And in his will also, he wrote him off the will that, you won't even get anything from my estate. Because so angry he was with his own son. So many times people tried to patch it up, couldn't work out. So one person came to my father, told him, you know, you'd rather speak to this. He's a relative, rather speak to him. Father went and tried to hamjawa him, make him listen. Let's see. You wrote him off your will. But the day you die, the Shariat will give him every cent he deserves. You can't write him off the Shariat's law. The Shariat will give him every cent that he deserves. And you're living your life like this now. You're angry with your son. He can't come to your house. How are you going to live your life like this? Eventually, alhamdulillah, he managed to calm down and forgot about it. So these things, we bury it. We don't live with it. We don't harp over it. Forgive and forget. Sab maaf dil sa. Allah forgive us tawfiq, inshallah, to make amal. Short zikr, inshallah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.